Mike Tirico here with some of the 2024 Team USA athletes. What's your message for the team of tomorrow?
To young athletes, never forget why you started doing it in the first place.
You have to pursue something that you're passionate about.
Win, lose, or draw, I'm always going to be the one having a smile on my face.
Finding joy in why you do it keeps you doing it.
Be authentic, be you, and have fun.
Joy is powering Team USA during the Olympic and Paralympic Games. Comcast is proud to be bringing that inspiration home for the team of tomorrow.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
On all over the country, and people aren't the government are just not listening. We're sick of undocumented people coming into our country. I have a young daughter. I don't feel it's a safe environment for her now. I also have elderly parents who live just around the corner that I'm also concerned for. And I don't agree with rowdiness. I don't agree, but I think we have a right just to protest peacefully. But it's not right what the government are allowing happen to the country.
So at the moment, the guards are trying to get through their van and it's been blocked by protesters. They're slowly moving around. Nope, they've blocked the van. Madam, thank you. They've blocked the van and they're not letting the van through. This could really escalate. Well, here we go. People are now running. They're running. This is not good. So the pepper spray has been sprayed. I can feel it in my eyes. I'm back a bit, but people are in pain. The pepper spray is not good. This is not looking good for society, for community relations. Sorry, just a bit of pepper spray there. Ooh, I feel like I've had something spicy. Hot Chinese. Not good, not good. The guards. have lost control but are trying to regain control here in Coolock.
The intrepid Henry McKean reporting from Coolock. He's also on the line now. Henry, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. Good morning.
Now, you observed what went on. Can you tell us how the whole thing escalated?
Yeah, so the Garda, you heard there, were trying to regain control, and I was too close to the point of where everything kicked off. And at that point, you could hear my voice go. The pepper spray just got under my throat. It actually put me off my dinner, but other protesters who are much closer would have experienced a lot more pain from the pepper spray. And you've seen those images online and on our TV screens, ugly scenes in Coolock. And people did bring their children along. And it all started yesterday morning when the old paint factory, they're trying to turn it into this international center for up to 500 asylum seekers. And with that, it started to deteriorate. A JCB got set on fire. There was another fire further up the Malahide Road, meaning they had to close off a major thoroughfare into the city. So commuters, day trippers couldn't move. Lots of young people then came along at 6 p.m. yesterday evening for an official, when I say official, an organized protest. And that's when it started to really kick off about 6:30 yesterday evening. And before that, obviously, the JCB was burnt out. My understanding is Dublin Fire Brigade couldn't get in to put it out. It just wasn't quite safe for them. So it just burnt out naturally. So really, really ugly scenes.
Now, Henry, there's obviously a mixture of people who have concerns about a huge asylum centre in the locality. By the way, how big is that old Crown Paints factory?
It's very big. It's big. I mean, it will. It's huge. It's like an old industrial building. It's very big. How do I describe it? It's a factory. It's like an old factory.
Okay, so it might accommodate the 1,000 people they are talking about. It's that kind of size.
It could easily fit about 1,000 people in it for sure. Like it's big. The area is on the other side of the road. You've got the Odeon Cinema. You've got a Burger King. All those businesses had to close. The car park became an area of running battle scenes, like something you would see in that famous film Back to the Future. Just absolutely crazy stuff.
Now, Henry, what I was going to ask there was about the mixture of people who were genuinely there, you know, felt safe enough to go and protest along with their kids and so on, make their presence felt, who certainly probably would not have put their kids deliberately in harm's way. And then you have what might be called the recreational rioters.
Yeah, there was both. There was, to use that phrase that's used a lot by protesters around now, concerned citizens. There were local people that had genuine concerns. There was also members of the right, as well as citizen journalists, as they call themselves, that basically go from protest to protest, who help organize it. And then you have disenfranchised youths coming in from Darndale, which is another suburb nearby, near the airport, Hilton. And perhaps you could say, yeah, a little bit of recreational summer rioting, Pat, that was going on, scarves and tracksuits. But also these young people and these locals, They feel left out. They feel ignored. A lot of them come from poverty. A lot of them are on the housing waiting list. They're struggling with the cost of living. They're finding it difficult to live off the €222 the government give them, and perhaps the house they give them also. But then there's many that don't have that. So they're perhaps taking that out on people coming from war-torn countries. So, and they're believing what they read on Facebook. Some of them left school early and perhaps don't have a full education.
So it did de-escalate finally, and we know the Gardaí made arrests. A number of people have already appeared before the courts, and there will be reportedly four more. And the Minister for Justice has indicated that with the use of body cams and other social media footage that is being trawled by the Gardaí, there may be many more arrests in the weeks and months to come.
No, absolutely. And you know, lots of locals felt threatened trying to go home. I met a young Brazilian man. He felt unsafe just trying to make his way home. And he asked me what was going on. And he started to get scared. He got home safely. Also, many journalists, we're called mainstream journalists because we have a license and we deal in facts and research, felt threatened. Also, I did hear some journalists, including myself, I was told to leave the area and I wasn't welcome. Very strong language was used in my direction quite a lot. So, yeah, lots of threatening behavior. Yeah, but 19 people in total arrested, 15 appearing in court charged, and just lots of mayhem, absolute mayhem, missiles thrown. And that pepper spray I talked about was widely used. 200 Gardaí were there. Many public order units were there also. And as you mentioned, the Justice Minister said she's appalled at the criminal behaviour, and that cleanup has started. They put up these big concrete barriers this morning around the old paint factory. But again, I mean, engagement, what we hopefully will see today is some engagement between politicians and the locals to bring down that temperature, because last night was warm. This could kick off again. People in Coolock, they are determined people. They're proud people. This isn't going to go away. They're not going to roll over like in other areas. So we need to, the government and the mainstream media, we need to talk about this, talk about it openly, and try and bring down that temperature.
All right, Henry, we will be covering this story some more on the programme later on. But thank you very much, Henry McKean, our reporter, for describing what he encountered yesterday.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.